because I had a lot of mom guilt, like most moms do, when it came to Lane. Just because in the beginning, I knew that he was struggling. I knew that he had some stuff going on. And while I did push for it, I wasn't listened to. And when I found providers that truly listened to me and helped to give me that hope and saying, well, you know what? We don't know how long this will take, but we're here for you for the ride. And we're gonna hold your hand. We're going to help you. Yes, and that was just completely life-changing for not only me and my family, but for Lane, too.
Welcome to the Experience Miracles podcast, where we help parents find hope, answers, and drug-free help to overcome your child's chronic health challenges. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Ebel, and I'll be sharing my experiences as both a dad and a doctor on every episode. I can take the latest science and neurology of healing and break it down in the most simple and relatable way possible. We'll take on the toughest topics and answer your biggest questions through interviews with other amazing parents and leading experts, leaving you with practical action steps that you can take to help your child heal and thrive. It's time to expect and experience miracles. Let's get started. All right, parents, welcome to another exciting episode of the Experience Miracles podcast. And when we say exciting, these kind of podcast episodes where we are going to interview an absolute empowered, on fire, world-changing mom here with Tracy. And I get to give a little bit of the scoop about Miss Tracy before we get into the questions in the interview. But that's the whole purpose of this podcast. We will deliver every episode hope, answers, and drug-free help. And when you have your hope filled by a doctor, you should. Doctors should be confident. They should be filling you with hope. Doctors should be educating and empowering you. And they should be helping you. Well, that's the third one's probably the most obvious statement, right, Tracy? But it's wild how awesome and how important it is for us parents to empower and support and help each other. And we're going to talk about that on this episode as Tracy received that from our tribe at our practice and now is part of giving it back. But that's why we're so excited to do parent interviews on this podcast, because when you hear it, when you get that support and empowerment parent to parent, and remember, I'm always going to take the dad approach more so than the doctor approach on this. If you listen to the first episode, you hear my story exactly in that way. But that's where we are today with Miss Tracy, who is a mom, a wife, a boss care advocate, which we'll talk about what a care advocate is at PWC, and has really been through a transformative journey herself with all of her beautiful kiddos. But today we'll really dive into, and I smile because I just think of him with his big curly hair and his amazing, just vibrant life he's living now and the words that are exploding that weren't before. But we're going to talk a lot about her incredible son, Lane, and dive deep into his story, starting with his struggle and starting with those components and then getting through the storm to the other side. So Tracy, let's kick it off with that. How did you first hear about neurologically focused pediatric chiropractic? How did you first enter this this crazy, awesome, joyful world that we live in?
Well, I found a new pediatrician after just, you know, sometimes when you're looking for new providers for your kids, it's hard. It's hard to find somebody that just clicks with you. And so I spend a lot of time looking for a new provider. And when I found the provider that we're at now, Victoria told me that I should bring my youngest child in for a completely different reason that I brought Lane in for. And that's how I ended up just making my first appointment.
So let's dive into that. So when you are searching for a new provider, so these are your, and I always, when I say these words, I'm like, there's so much, this isn't even the right way to say this, because there's no way to explain how much our kids mean to us, specifically their health, right? Mm-hmm. We often talk about saving the world. I remember when I was young into my chiropractic journey and I would hear chiropractors from stages and podcasts or whatever be like, let's save the world. And I was like, that's a bit much. How are you going to adjust all those people? But when you have kids, they are your world. And so that's the context of that. So then we go, okay, they're our whole world. So the decisions we make about their health are not light, quickly made decisions. So take us back. Let's pull that apart. When you chose Well-Rooted in Victoria, and then that was your bridge to us at PWC, what was that decision-making investigation process like? What were you looking for?
I was looking for somebody who was going to listen to me as a mom. I feel like I do a pretty good job at being a mom.
Yeah.
And when I have a feeling about something, I didn't want that to be ignored anymore. Mm. And while I felt like my old provider did listen to me in a lot of aspects, it just wasn't enough. It wasn't to the point where I was expecting to be listened.
What aspects do you feel like they... So that sounds like there was a clear experience there with your previous provider where, okay, some things, we're having a conversation, they're listening, they're ready to help, but then it sounds like there was maybe a line in the sand where they just wouldn't listen, wouldn't discuss. What were some of those things that they just didn't connect with you on?
Well, specifically with Lane, he was struggling with speech and physical therapy. Yeah. He needed to get into physical therapy, and they just didn't see the big urgency in doing those things. And I feel now, looking back, that if maybe I would have moved on sooner, that he would have been able to get the kind of like providers on his side that he needed.
Yeah. So his gross motor challenges and his speech challenges, which were on your radar early, were dismissed and kind of, let's wait, let's see. Yeah. There was no urgency to it.
A lot of just wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so that one, I'll keep it nice and calm here early on this episode. But we are the antithesis of just wait. When you study neurodevelopment like neurologically focused pediatric chiropractors and all the docs in our PX Docs network, it's a huge piece of contrast from the standard pediatrician. And it can sound like what I'm about to say can sound like I'm maybe putting the conventional pediatrician down. It's not. We're just explaining reality. They really are not up to date on neurodevelopment. They're really not good on spotting it early intervention, and making the crucial, because we talk all the time about these sensitive periods or these critical periods of neurodevelopment. And so Lane was starting to go off track developmentally. Your mother gut instinct knew it, and the doctor didn't quite do anything about it, right? Okay, all right. So then let's stay on that. So what changed? So now we love our crew, right? So we, no doubt, Victoria, Jessica, they're all going to get on here and get interviewed too, because they've changed our family's lives, right? We go to the same practice. And everybody listening out there who's not local to us, these are the providers you're looking for. That's why we're kind of splicing this one really out, because I don't know. No, I do know that when it comes to the health of your kiddos, this has to be the most important decision. Is who are you going to trust? Yeah. You know, who are you going to call? Not the Ghostbusters, but literally. And that one, did I get you on that one? That one you have seen? Okay, all right. Earlier, pre-recording, we were talking about a few analogies I thought about using, and she's like, I'm not aware of that. You're older than I am, okay? All right, so that one we have. So, okay, Victoria, Jessica, and then let's merge that into PWC. What was different? What did you get that you were looking for?
Well, I walked right in, and I was welcomed right at the door, right when I walked in, by the ladies up front, the care advocates that I now am so lucky to have as my friends. They just welcomed me with complete open arms the second I walked in, and my kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time with Lane, I didn't go out into public or didn't go places because I had a baby and a brand new 2-year-old, and he just did not have the motor development and the capabilities.
Yeah.
To be like, have a little bit more of a leash on him. Yeah. I had to like rein him in because he was constantly just falling and running.
So let's keep going there, buddy. So let's do that. So Lane at 2, day to day. We can talk about, so everybody listening, by diagnostic criteria, Lane was gross motor delayed significantly. Lane had speech regression that would set in and go through it. So he had some diagnostic criteria. We're not really interested in that. The way we operate here is we want to know what was the daily struggle. Where were you guys before learning about pediatric chiropractic and the perfect storm?
Well, I, again, didn't go out in public. Yeah. We always went out as a whole family. Either my husband went and did stuff, or he was at home with the kids. Okay. I went and did it, or we all went, which with 4 kids is not realistic.
Right, totally.
So that was one of our huge struggles, was just getting out into public, that even something as simple as going to the doctor or going to the dentist, or when I would take him to physical therapy and stuff like that. I couldn't bring the other kids just because I had to keep all of my focus completely on him.
24/7, 365. Yes. And that's a big thing. Now, this is where the storm brews, because what you have is a kiddo who needs to go out and get a lot of help. Physical therapy. Mm-hmm. I know at that time, in the thick of Lane struggle, which is why the perfect storm right now is worse than ever, because all of these kids that, one, they were already often, and it just stinks, but it's true, they were often missed. These neurodevelopmental challenges were missed by their pediatrician. Well, then in 2020 and 2021, specifically for speech, even if it was found, even if you could get an appointment with a provider on Zoom, For a raging bull, we'll go through these terms. For a raging bull stuck in sympathetic storm kit to learn speech on Zoom? Come on, we don't pay attention on Zoom, you know?
Yeah.
So a kiddo needing all these appointments and struggling to get there, let alone get out of them, how are you guys feeling? What was your emotional status during this current season?
Well, I think that, you know, since I have other kids, I put on a really good front that everything was okay when people asked me about it. But I was not. I was anything but okay. And I think that my husband was to the point where he just didn't really want to acknowledge it because he knew it was there. But I feel like sometimes, especially with dads, they don't want to acknowledge it, so they just ignore it. And it's not a bad thing. It's just how they put up their defenses, where I was more of a, we need to do something. I need to figure something out, and I just couldn't. I couldn't find anyone to help me.
And that is why, you know, if you found this podcast because somewhere on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you found it, and we specifically keep saying the word mom, and we say it more than dad, it's because we just know how God made us. And moms more initially and more immediately and more, I guess I would even say fervently, they will seek out information. And for us dads and us dudes, and we're generalizing, you know, there's differences across the board here with this. But us dads often will internalize instead of go external and raise our hand and ask for help. And so, but that's why God put us together, right? In our families to say, because we're strong. Stronger together than we are not. And so you were seeking out information. So when you were in that appointment with your integrative and functional ped there with Victoria and the team, did you bring up chiropractic or did they bring it up?
I did not bring up chiropractic. Okay. Before this situation, I've never really had any sort of chiropractic history at all. My cousin's husband's a chiropractor and he'd always said, like, you should really search out chiropractic. But I just was like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And for being someone who's more holistically minded, people find that hilarious. Yeah. I have never, you know.
Well, you weren't against it. You just had no clue.
No,
there was no definition of it.
No idea.
Yeah. Totally.
And I feel like that's how a lot of parents.
Oh, 100%.
They just don't have an idea of how. Yeah. Chiropractic can help you.
It is. Which is so exciting because we are living in a world where our generation of parents is, if we're against anything that's really brewing, it's like, come on. No, we're not doing it. We're against doctors who don't listen. And again, it's not even the word against. We're just for the opposite of these things, right? We are for doctors who do listen. We are for getting to the root cause. We are for someone taking the time to explain things and make sense of them for me. We are for empowering and partnering with me, which kind of means if we're that feverishly for these things, okay, we're done with the other side of it. But that's the story with chiropractic. That's the whole existence of the PX Docs website, pxdocs.com, and this podcast, which is parents just don't know. And that keeps me up at night. That it gets me motivated to write another article or do another video or do another reel or whatever it is, because it's like, if I can just fill that gap for you, if I can just make sense of it for you, and you can go, OMG, really? And so now I know we're really kicking up where you were, because when you started, so you heard about it, and then I think I know you. I bet you started to do a little research. So what was the next step? So now you're introduced. Hey, pediatric chiropractic, a specific kind can help Lane's. What did you do next?
I looked online.
Okay. Love it.
And more importantly, I Googled, because I'm a Google
person. Yeah.
And PWC came up right away.
Awesome.
And so then I got to look a little bit into it and see the doctors and see like some familiar faces of who I might be seeing when I go in there.
So did you go to that? I'm going to split hairs here. When you landed on the website, did you go to the doctors first? Did you want to get to know us and our story before, like, tell me all about subluxation and the nervous system?
Wow.
Because
yes,
I want you, being a nerd, I was like, I bet you really were excited to learn about the brain and the nervous system. You wanted to learn about us.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to hear what made you guys decide to go into chiropractic.
Okay.
And then when I met you for the first time, I heard a lot about subluxation. So I was really excited to hear about all the nerdy things from you specifically, just because I explained it so well.
Okay, we're on video. This is truthful. You do love the neurology. I'm kidding, everyone. She after this journey, and you get started with that, and then you're in with Lane, you came to the perfect storm. How many times in a row?
Seven.
Seven times in a row. So she's the world record holder for the perfect storm is our workshop, which here locally, Crystal Lake, Chicago area.
I've been putting on every month in person live as a presentation for years on end. And so you came seven times in a row, brought friends. And that's where we break down the science and we really get into it. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're like, I don't live anywhere near Chicago, don't worry. We have a webinar version of it at all times. And there's probably one coming up soon that you can. And so real quick, let's just jump on that since I brought it up. I know the day one, day two, which we're going to circle back to and doing those conversations. But what did it feel like sitting in the perfect storm, thinking of Lane the first time you sat through it?
It kind of like made me be able to put more together of how maybe we ended up where we were.
Yeah.
Lane had a traumatic birth, C-section, big baby. They really had to just yank him right out.
Yeah.
So, learning a little bit about more of how those birth traumas cause subluxations.
Yeah.
Just opened my eyes a lot to what was going on.
Awesome. And that's where, previous episodes and future episodes, we will never stop talking about birth trauma, maternal distress, subluxation, dysautonomia, vagus nerve, all these neurological terms that Tracy loves even more than I do now. We will talk about this equally, right? We'll be in it. So we're all in it together. As we talk about those things on this podcast, you'll learn more. But a real quick run through of what that means is birth is physically traumatic for millions of kids. There, I said it because the science, and if you just, so you can look at it from a scientific perspective, and we do that better than anybody else in the world about the vagus nerve and the brainstem and subluxation and the physical tension, twisting, pulling, yanking, like you said, that was there. But I honestly think, too, parents, if you just pause right now, wherever you're listening to this podcast, just think about what we would never allow to happen to a brand new baby's neck. Someone yank, twist, and pull on it. Every time you've seen it then seven times in a row at the Perfect Storm Workshop, I always use the analogy of as soon as you have your brand new baby, every one of us, you don't need to be a pediatric chiropractor, PT, or neurological expert to know they can't hold up their own head and neck. They can't use their own muscles yet. So motor development. And that starts with the head and neck. So when you hand them to your brother or someone who you don't trust with the baby, you're like, hold the neck, hold the head. And this is the thing we're grabbing a hold of with big old doctor hands or pliers or plungers in vacuum is kind of what we call it. And we're yanking and twisting them into the world. So this physical injury to the nerves and the muscles, and more specifically, the part of the brain that controls all motor development, and motor, parents, splits down just for real simple purposes. Gross motor is big muscles and big movement. So that is head and neck, and then tummy time, and then rolling over, and then sitting up, and then crawling, and then walking. Those are kind of the quick five of gross motor development. And you have to, this is how God designed us, a child needs to go through gross motor development in sequence, ideally, to then activate fine motor development, which is speech. Yep. So Lane,
which is something that I didn't know.
Right?
When Lane started developing speech issues, I didn't know that that correlated from his initial growth.
That one begets the other.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that had to be important for you to know because we need to know the sequence of the storm, as we say it, because the order with which things get off track is the order with which we need to get them on track and healing. And so I know you were, at that 2-3, like there's no speech, his speech is regressing. So what a lot of families will do is they will go full out on speech therapy while the gross motor system is still a mess. Mm-hmm. They will go all out on behavioral therapy. My child's having a meltdown every time we go out, and they'll try and work on these things, but you will not be able to fix any of that. The greatest of providers of any kind will not be able to fix that. And I say fix, meaning we don't fix anything. We just make adjustments to get the kiddo's nervous system to heal the way God designed it. Yeah. But it's just my Iowa farmer terminology. You've got to go after things in the right order.
Yeah.
So when we dug into Lane, what did you see there?
I definitely think that Lane had success because of the way things were tackled, because we weren't in speech therapy until after he had already started chiropractic care. And that just so happened, not because we didn't want to, it was just COVID and everything else ended up making it to where we couldn't get in person. And like you said, I couldn't really, he was too
He wouldn't have done anything, it would have been a brick wall anyways.
Yeah.
So when we started, okay, so now let's break down your patient journey here, okay? Mm-hmm. So day one, you walk in the door, You see all, it didn't look like a regular chiropractic office. Didn't look like anything in healthcare, right?
No, yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah, and so if you have not been inside your PX Talks office yet, remember, as you, the moment you're ready, moms and dads, let me cart before the horse this episode real quick. The moment you are ready to transform your child's nervous system, therefore their life, therefore your whole family's life, and get a level of care, experience, clinical excellence that does not exist anywhere else in healthcare, you go to our website, pxdocs.com, you click on the button that says find a PX doc, find a chiro, you plug in your zip code, you plug in your region, and you get in there, and you and I'm talking about this, I'm pushing hard on this more so than I normally do on an episode, because I just can't wait to hear your experience opening that door and walking through, because it's so different. Mm-hmm. The people there are so different. It looks like Joanna Gaines designed it, you know, ours does anyways, right? And it's just a really, really incredible experience on, as we discuss the Experience Miracles podcast here. Okay, so you were welcomed by your now bestie tribe.
Yes.
First, so you get to experience them. How important, before we get into the doctor part, how important is that to have Jackie, to have Jen? We shouldn't name names because there's a bunch of them and they all matter.
Yeah, the whole gang.
Yeah, the whole gang, and you're one of them. How much did that matter to you as a mom?
Well, I didn't know coming in to PWC that I would meet moms that worked there that went through similar things that I was going through, that truly understood what I was going through.
Yeah.
You know, you always run into people that maybe say they understand because they've seen it.
Yeah.
But these moms and these lovely women have actually been through it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think that just made the world of difference knowing that they truly understood what I was going through.
Yeah. We train our docs on this, Tracy. The difference between empathy and sympathy. And sympathy is, I can feel bad for someone. You know, their child is struggling. Empathy is, okay, I have that emotional connection to you because I've been through it. I got you. Let me take your hand and guide you through this. Empathy has action. You know, empathy has an empowering action to it. So we're a wee bit obsessed with that and go through it. And part of that is, you know, that's why people that work at PX Talks offices generally have not been, actually even so many chiropractors, right? Half of our team has their own story or more with neurologically focused chiropractic for themselves, their kiddo, their father, you know. So we hire based upon relatability and real life compassion and then go from there. Okay, so then after meeting the rock star ladies, up come the nerds, okay? The pediatric focused chiropractors who are like, have a seat, Tracy. We are going to talk about subluxation. We're going to talk about birth trauma. We're going to talk about the nervous system. We have these awesome scans that we're excited to run. So when you sat in that room and you did that consultation and connection, what was different there during day one?
That no matter what I said or how I was feeling that my child was going through something, they understood. They said, okay, I believe you. And those words are just completely different than what I'd ever heard in any other office.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. We believe moms here, right? That's our chief heart officer, Jackie. That's our kind of calling. Not kind of. I should remove that minimizing word out of that. That is our calling card. We believe moms and we believe dads. I'm going to sneak that in for a second, you know, because generally us dads maybe don't show up always at the first appointment. And maybe honestly, heck, a lot of times logistically, that's because it's hard.
Yeah.
You just explained it, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing what we can do to hold down the fort elsewhere or vice versa, right? But that's also the same for dads. I think what's different about PX Docs, and I know it especially is with our practice, we probably get to cheat a good bit because three of us, well, four of us now with Dr. Jonah currently are dads. And so we have that ability to relate and connect. But I think it's really cool when dads are sitting there in that first visit or second visit and we can go ahead and connect with them too in their way and say, hey, I know you're literally concerned so much on the inside about your child that you can barely speak about it on the outside. And we actually don't even usually make them share it. We just say, we know and we got you, right? Okay, so that was that day one experience. So when you then, so on day one, everyone, we dive into the case history, we run our scans, which is this nerdy technology that really finds subluxation, neurological tension. So now we get to the report of findings and you're sitting across the desk and we're about to go through and explain subluxation as it connects. Because the other thing Lane was struggling with is constipation.
Yes.
Right? So there was a real, what we call neurological core function off track. And so what did that look like? What was that experience going through the report of findings?
I was just so shocked because when you're filling out the paperwork, sometimes you just forget to mention something.
Right?
You know, like constipation. I was like, oh, I forgot that I even had that issue with him because it's so different now. But I don't even think that I fully mentioned that. Yeah. Like, just a little bit in passing, maybe. Yeah. And the scans just showed it. Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
And we probably brought it up instantly.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And so this is also where you're going to get a different kind of doctor with a neurological, because when you evaluate the nervous system, specifically the central and autonomic nervous system, everything is controlled by it. And so there's these patterns or connections that we talk about out there, parents, where we can read scans and we're finding this subluxation and tension on your child's nervous system. And the crazy thing about the way all of our docs are trained, this advanced what's called scan interpretation, we could literally 90%, maybe more of the time, we could look at a child's scans and we could tell you exactly what symptoms, exactly what conditions, exactly what their birth was like. I can evaluate an infant and I could literally tell you what kind of birth intervention they had. I can read their nervous system and say, this is a C-section with a left-handed doctor versus a right-handed doctor. This was an induction. This was a forceps. This was a vacuum extraction. This is the level of intricacy which the clinical care is provided, right?
You know, just as a mom who's like in the thick of it, that's so just great to know that you guys can see those things. Because like I said, I have four kids. I forgot, you know, some things to put in the paperwork, like every mom does.
Yep.
And I didn't even have to feel bad about it because you guys already know.
our paperwork is extensive. And even if the paperwork misses it, our scans do not. That's awesome. I really, really love hearing you say that, because one of the concerns that sometimes we have as pediatric chiropractors and doctors who go to this depth is like, does it really matter that much to them? And it's good to hear that it does, because I think, you know, the reason we probably lean extra hard in that direction, because clinically that's just insanely valuable information for us. We are not going to worry about Lane's gross motor function if he's not sleeping and digesting well. And so we needed to get, those are just basics of how God designed brain development. You got to sleep, you got to eat, you got to poop. And so we focus on that. That's phase one. Mm-hmm. And then we said, okay, now we're going to go to gross motor. And we probably said to a good degree, like, hey, we're going after the speech, you know, in time. When I say we, I mean his nervous system, the hero is inside Lane, and the hero are the parents for showing up and finding and making this happen. We just are the catalyst to it. Yeah. But we probably were pretty upfront and said, hey, speech is something we're going to dive into later. Do you remember that part?
Yeah, and speech is not the first change we noticed in Lane. It's not. It was first little things, like he would poop, or he would have less pickiness with his food, which was another one of his struggles. He had a lot of sensory issues with eating. And then it did move on to gross motor, where he would hold my hand and walk.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, this is weird. Yeah. No, and I didn't want to jinx it at first.
He would walk smoother and stronger.
Yes.
I can remember a distinct visit, like right after his adjustment. You know, he was in this, so gross motor challenges, we kind of nickname him Drunken Bowl, right? It's just a fun little way to be like, that's the nervous system not coordinated. And so we assessed him. We showed you a few things. We made an adjustment and you guys walked out. I can remember the room. I can remember the adjustment, and you walked out hand in hand, and he was just so smooth and confident, and I could tell you could see it.
Yeah, just because he spent a lot of his time falling and running into things.
Yeah.
And that's really terrifying as a parent. Like, why is my kid walking into everything? So I was really glad to see those changes in Lane.
Awesome. So then he's less picky eating, he's sleeping and pooping better, his gross motor, he's walking smoother and stronger. Those are awesome. But I do know what it's like when your kiddo says for the first time, I love you. So for you, as the speech came online when it had fallen offline and it came back online, take us through it, buddy. What was that like?
Well, Lane, like, wouldn't even look at you before we started coming.
Yeah.
He wouldn't even look at you. He would not let us touch him. He just did not want anything to do with us. And now looking back, I don't think that he didn't really want anything to do with us. He just didn't know how to
he was just
so
stuck in
sensory.
The storm. He was so sympathetic, fight or flight, sensory.
So when he started looking at us and like making small comments, like saying pretty when he would look at his sister and just like grab her hand, those were huge, huge steps for Lane.
Yeah.
And then the first time he said that he loved us, like, I just remember calling my husband, which isn't something that I would normally do with my other kids.
Like, that isn't how you guys roll.
Oh, so-and-so said they loved me because Yeah. It was never something I had to deal with, but that was such a huge step for us. And then he was like, no, really? I wanted him to say it to me. And so then when he said it to his dad, too, it was just such a wonderful, you know, heart, like, oh, gosh.
You can. You totally can, and you should. So there, I protecting / not and opening it up. Like, did you just let loose?
Yeah,
big time. And I remember too. I remember that message coming to us and being shared with us as a team. Because you know, I remember the celebration. I think did he get? I feel like we did a little certificate around that too, maybe, and all those things, the fun little stuff we do in practice to just make sure the parents know, like, this is no small feat.
Yeah, and I just remember Dr. Spencer at the time when I came in at my next appointment. He was just like, yes! He was just as excited, and everyone was just as excited as we were for that huge step for him because they knew the struggle that I was going through and how just hard and how much I wanted that.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted that more than anything.
It's and how much went into it, how many Google searches and how many frustrations with certain doctors that led you to excitation and moments of hopefulness, right? Mm-hmm. So there was hopelessness replaced by hopefulness.
Yeah.
There was no plan, no urgency replaced by here's the plan, here's what we're going to do, step by step, subluxation this, subluxation that, bada-bing, bada-bing. And then you do all that and you get to it. It's a memorable moment.
Yeah, and it just was so great because I had a lot of mom guilt, like most moms do, when it came to Lane. Just because in the beginning, I knew that he was struggling. Yeah. I knew that he had some stuff going on. And while I did push for it, I wasn't listened to. Yeah. And when I found providers that truly listened to me and helped to give me that hope and saying, well, you know what? We don't know how long this will take, but we're here for you for the ride. And we're gonna hold your hand. We're going to help you.
Yes,
and that was just completely life-changing for not only me and my family, but for Layton, too.
Yeah, that's perfect. Because you know what, guys, as we kind of get a little bit towards the end of this amazing episode, it is, there's two things. I suppose, you know, there's a whole awesome, good, perfect storm of things that motivate us to have launched and created this podcast and this platform with PX Docs. I mean, we're on YouTube. If you love, maybe you're there watching this video and doing it there. But to put out content everywhere, the first motivating factor for sure is kids struggling is just not cool on our watch. We know that God designed them to be entirely healthy, to be adaptable, to be resilient. We know that right now in today's stressful, chaotic, toxic world, they actually need more resiliency. They need more chiropractic. They need our adjustments. They need our empowerment. They just need these principles that we live our life and our families by. So we know that our work now is needed now more than ever. But we also are like it. If it's not equally motivating, it's literally right frickin' neck and neck with it. Is to empower parents who have been dismissed. Because we are parents. And now we have the blessing of being empowered parents. So when you find information that changes your kid's life, you become not a chiropractic advocate, you become a chiropractic evangelist. You know, I've always joked with you guys, right? Well, you're not really CAs, you're more CEs. You're like, take me in. And so that's where I want to finish this up. So you now have stepped into this. You are not only helping out in the office, you are in charge of our community connections. You came to the perfect storm 7 times in a row, not because you needed to hear my joke about who wrote what to expect when expecting, which if you haven't watched the webinar or the workshop, I'm not going to ruin it here, Tracy. It's a great joke that you heard 7 times in a row. And probably by 3, 4, 5, it was a courtesy laugh, but I'll take it. So you didn't come to that workshop all those times for you to gather just more information. You brought other people with you. So as we close, as we get towards the end of this, why does that matter so much to you to go out and bring more people to PX Docs, Pediatric Chiropractic, PWC?
Because it just completely changed my life. It was the first time I was heard. It was the first time that someone believed me when I said that my children just had more going on. And it completely changed Lane's life. You guys have opened so many doors to help us, not just with the chiropractic aspect, but leading us to other providers that have helped Lane along the way.
Yeah.
And that's just not your typical doctor's office.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about working at PWC.
And the whole family's getting adjusted.
The whole family.
Right?
Everyone.
We zoomed in a lot on Mr. Lane today with his story from struggles to through the storm the other side. But your kids are thriving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not just Lane's story.
Yeah. You're thriving.
Yes.
Bob's thriving. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. The jokes in the pool by your daughter are thriving. That's a whole other story for another podcast. Yep. She is
Miss
so...
Anxiety telling you jokes over there.
Rolling right up to me. Yeah, before getting adjusted, she wouldn't have even chatted with me one bit, right?
And
she rolled right up next to me. Best friends, let's crack some mom jokes together. Yep. It was awesome. Yep. All right, so final question for you, my friend. If you could tell, like if you could give a... empowering action step to moms and dads out there after this conversation, what is that action step or action steps that you would just come through this and say, hey moms, go after this?
Well, if you feel something in your gut and your mom gut is telling you that you need to keep searching, that you need to keep going, and that you will eventually, by the grace of God and with other people's support, find what you're looking for.
Awesome. Awesome. Love, love, love. Tracy was, as she is every day in all that she does for her kids, for her family, and now for us as part of her chiropractic family, you were just incredible. You're changing lives with this conversation and joining us to put it out there. So everyone out there, we ask this of you. Please like, please subscribe, please download this, please review and rate this show. And most importantly, because moms out there deserve to know what Tracy said at the end there, is it changed Lane's life, changed her life. And we're in the business of both, okay? And so share this. We can't change lives if they don't know we exist. That was the beginning of our conversation, right? You literally just didn't know that this kind of chiropractic existed and how much it could help your family. So we need you to share it. Kids out there, our decree, I don't know that I've ever called it that, but our calling card here, you guys, everything that gets us up and keeps us going is this hashtag, if you will, every kid counts. And that means every first Google search that you found this with or every mom that you shared this with, my goodness, we'd love to turn this ripple into a massive momentum, because right now our kids need a significant shift in their health. And that shift starts with a new doctor. And that shift starts with information that a new kind of doctor, a neurologically focused pediatric chiropractor, exists. So please share the heck out of this. Please comment and engage. Please follow us on Instagram, at PX Talks. On Facebook, you can find at PX Talks, or you can search my name, Dr. Tony Ebel. And then on YouTube as well. Get over there, subscribe over there, give us some comments over there. Have my kids think that we have a chance to catch Dude Perfect one day on there. Do we? I don't know that we do, but we're going for it anyways, because there's kids to save. Tracy, you were wonderful as always. Thank you very much. And everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Experience Miracles podcast, where we bring you hope, answers, and drug-free help every single episode. We'll see you on the next one.